Greetings in Jesus' name and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I trust that you are calling in because you want to be inspired by the Word of God. And I trust also that God will use myself and others as we read the Scriptures to you, that He will bring that inspiration and He'll give us the daily food that we need to survive on. And I'm thankful that it's not up to me, but it's up to Almighty God, the one who gave us His Word. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to share with you. And as I read this last passage to you for the end of our session together, I want to just share a little bit about why I'm doing this, what my heart's desire is, and one of my goals for being a part of this ministry. And I'm going to continue reading in Luke chapter 13. I'm going to pick up where we left off. This is verse 22. And Jesus, went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there at last there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. And you see here Jesus is giving a very solemn and a very sobering address to one that asks, Lord, are there few that be saved? Few that enter into the kingdom? And Jesus is saying, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. And why is that? If you just take a quick glance at this, you say, well, these people had some kind of relationship here. They said, if you look at the answer there, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But you know, this is a pretty interesting thing. Just because people go to church and hear the word preached each Sunday, maybe twice a week, they hear, that doesn't make them a Christian, doesn't make them fit for the kingdom. And it appears that this is the way these people were. We talked about how a little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump. It affects the whole amount of dough. We see that also, that a little tiny grain of mustard seed will grow into a large tree that the birds can even make a nest in. A big difference, a change. And here we have an example here. It seems to me like these are some people that they knew about Jesus. They heard him, and they expected to receive the blessing just from knowing about him. And the reason I say that is because here he says, Jesus says, but he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Now, if these people had that relationship that we've been talking about this week, they would not have been classified as workers of iniquity, because God would smite their hearts and convict them, and they would turn from their iniquity and turn to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. these are workers of iniquity by Jesus' own words here. And he said, you'll be thrust out. You'll be thrust out and not be accepted in the kingdom of God because you chose not the straight gate, Jesus Christ. You chose not his ways. Knew all about him. Maybe they were very religious people. Maybe they never missed a gathering, but there was no relationship. And they were workers of iniquity. The leaven did not work in their lives to change everything. And this is, as I say, this is a very sobering words from Jesus, and this is one of the reasons why I enjoy to share the Word of God, because I feel like God's Word, as he says, will not return to him void, but it will accomplish the very thing he set it out to do. And so as I simply share the Word of God with you and with anyone that calls in, there is a promise that God will make that work according to his plan. And that little grain of mustard seed would grow and become a very significant tree. That little bit of leaven that's hidden in three measures of meal would have an effect on the whole of it, all of it. And I trust that's exactly what God wants to do with this ministry. As you hear the Word of God, has an effect in your life. And I want to just encourage each of you, make sure that you are striving to enter the straight gate, that you are looking for relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I know you not whence ye are. There's another passage where Jesus said, I never knew you. The relationship was not there. People know about God, they know about the scriptures, they know about Jesus, but there's no relationship. It's vital, it's critical. And I know that if you have a relationship with somebody, you communicate with them, you talk to them. If you never talked to somebody that you worked with, you wouldn't have any relationship with them. If you never said a word to them, but if you have a relationship with them, you talk back and forth to each other. You have a fellowship, you commune together. And that's what God wants for you and for me, to have fellowship in his Son, Jesus Christ, with him. And that's an important step, and I want you to take that very seriously. And if there are some of you today that are listening that you have not taken that step, I want you to pour your heart out to God, ask him for help and deliverance. Ask him to help you to be like that little grain of mustard seed that grows into a large tree, or that little bit of leaven that was hid in the three measures and made everything change. Seek the Lord with all your heart. If you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him. If you already have the Lord as your Savior, then I just encourage you to keep pressing on. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep reading the Word of God and keep listening to messages and keep seeking after his kingdom first. You'll receive blessings you cannot contain, and we'll rejoice together in his kingdom at the end of the age. May God bless you as you think on these things.